Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Two of New York's finest shot and wounded in East Elmhurst. Here's what we know so far. This happened at the intersection of 23rd Avenue and 82nd Street. One officer shot in the chest, the other in the leg. Both are stable. The suspect was also shot in the ankle. So far, no word on the circumstances, but police are to hold a news conference at this hour. Our Glenn Chuck will be there and will bring us the very latest. Looks like we may have another case of a child being shot by a child in this city. This was in Brooklyn at the Howard Houses on Osborne Street, where the 14-year-old boy was shot in the chest and could not be saved. This neighbor spoke to CBS2.
It's a child. No matter how you look at it, it's a child, and it's sad.
Well, the kid in custody is said to be a family member. Just what happened is not yet clear, but a gun was recovered at the scene. He won't find out till July 11th, but Donald Trump is weighing in on the possibility that he could be sentenced to prison time following his conviction on felony charges in the Stormy Daniels hush money case.
In an interview with Fox & Friends released Sunday, the former president was asked about the possibility of jail time, something legal experts say would be unlikely for a nonviolent first-time offender.
The judge could decide to say, hey, house arrest or even jail.
It could.
Face
it could.
What that could be.
I'm okay with it. I'm not sure the public would stand for it.
Tried house arrest or...
I think it would be tough for the public to take. You know, at a certain point, there's a breaking point.
That's correspondent Christian Benavides. The public is weighing in with a new poll that finds about half of Americans, 51%, believe Trump is no longer fit to be president.
Legal experts say it's highly unlikely Trump will receive jail time at his sentencing in July. Trump's attorneys saying they plan to appeal by arguing the judge overseeing the case was biased.
Judge Mershon essentially, I wouldn't say rigged the deliberations, but certainly steered the jury towards the verdict that he clearly wanted.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll showing Americans are divided over Trump's conviction. 50% saying they think the verdict was correct. 49% say they think Trump should end his 2024 presidential campaign over the result.
That's Mary Alice Parks. Donald Trump now on the social media site that could be banned in this country. Yep, we're talking about TikTok.
Joining Saturday and posting from a UFC fight. It's an honor, Trump said in the TikTok video, which features footage of him waving to fans and posing for selfies. By Sunday morning, Trump had more than 1.1 million followers. The Biden-Harris campaign joined in February and has about 336,000 followers. In April, Biden signed legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. because of its Chinese ownership and security concerns. Trump said earlier this year that he still believes TikTok poses a national security risk, but was opposed to banning it. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate to vote on legislation on Wednesday that would ensure a woman's right to obtain birth control. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement Sunday, warning that the conservative-heavy Supreme Court continues to chip away at women's reproductive freedom. He says Democrats will never relent until they reverse the immense damage MAGA Republicans and the Supreme Court have inflicted. A familiar face from during the pandemic reemerges today. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be on Capitol Hill, where a subcommittee holds a hearing on the federal government's response to COVID.
This Republican-led House subcommittee is going to ask Dr. Anthony Fauci about the COVID lab leak theory and whether the agency sufficiently investigated the possibility that a lab leak caused the pandemic. He'll also be asked about the efficacy of social distancing and the masking of kids in schools and how much that worked. And he will tout the success of the COVID vaccine in his opening statement.
That's correspondent Scott McFarlane. The exchange could get testy. Testimony comes following two other contentious GOP-led hearings before the same subcommittee, where questions were raised about the level of oversight and conduct at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Today will mark Dr. Fauci's first public testimony since he retired as head of that agency at the end of 2022. Hey, remember this?
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper?
Of course you do, and apparently a whole lot of us are still peppers.
While Coke still reigns supreme, it's the battle for number two that's gotten interesting. Pepsi has held the ranking since at least 1985, but now Dr. Pepper has moved in, making second place in the soda wars a tie. According to Beverage Digest, Dr. Pepper's recent rise in popularity is due in part to big marketing, unusual new flavors, and viral social media videos where people are making dirty Dr. Peppers.
In today's episode, let's make a dirty Dr. Pepper.
Which is Dr. Pepper mixed with syrups and half and half.
That's Stacy Lynn, or what other folks might call a Dr. Pepper egg cream, right? Hey, for something a little stronger. Well, you might want to hit the seven bars in New York City that rank among the best in the nation. The list was put out by Esquire magazine, with New York and California landing the most spots. The NYC locations: Martini's near Union Square, Paradise Lost at 2nd Avenue and 6th Street, Parcelli on Division and Canal Streets, the Portrait Bar inside the 5th Avenue Hotel, West 28th, Sip and Guzzle, Cornelia and Bleecker Streets, Tiger on Rivington near Delancey, and the Tusk Bar, which is inside the Evelyn Hotel on East 27th. For folks farther north, Mirador in Kingston was also on the list. The $1.50 hot dog combo at Costco is not going anywhere. That was the message from CSO Gary Miller Chip during his very first Costco earnings call last week. It came after the former CFO had suggested the price, which has been in place since the mid-1980s, might change. Meantime, as for its Q3 earnings, Costco posted a 9.1% increase in sales over the third quarter of 2023, beating expectations. There was a shooting in the subway Sunday. It happened at around 2:30 in the morning on a 4 train at 86th Street, where police say a fight broke out between two men. One of them pulled a gun. A 31-year-old shot in the hand. So far, no arrest. An e-bike rider and a motorcyclist killed over the weekend, both involving crashes with tractor trailers. In the first incident, a 38-year-old Jose Luis Zamora Rodriguez of the Bronx was riding his e-bike on 181st Street in Washington Heights. He hit the rear lift gate of a tractor trailer, left unattended by its driver. He was rushed to Harlem Hospital. He could not be saved. In the second, 24-year-old motorcyclist Gregory Benning was killed when a tractor trailer cut across traffic. That was on the LIE near the BQE. Starting today, the 9/11 Memorial Museum is waiving the admission fee for New Yorkers on the first Monday of each month. Founding member of the 9/11 Memorial Visionary Network, Caitlin Levy.
A lot of New Yorkers haven't visited the museum, despite how long the museum has been open. And you know, it's important that we, you know, continue the legacy of 9/11 and 9/12.
Book your visit at 911memorial.org/firstmondays and bring with you a valid New York State ID.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com